Right, Theatre of Hate. I think I've got the next one sorted out. It's nearly 6:10 and it's Sunday evening. And I just want to remind you that Dave Graham's on between 8 and 10, and then between 10 and 12 it's Matt Black. This is The Fall.
Condescends to blackmail, not very nice to them.
He took a chili while driving through Haslin Down. He got 60-hour weeks in stone toilet back gardens. Peter Cook's jokes, bad dope, check shirts, fancy groups, a point of fingers at America. Pokey quaint streets in Cambridge. Take a look, this been spastic heritage. It's a gay red, wild head, army career, red head. We were smuggling emigrants.
Right, that was The Fall. I'm sorry, somebody was talking to me there. right, the next one's The Exploited, and I think, yeah, it's Dogs of War.
I got a uniform, and I'm okay. Telling everything, just for a day. Dogs of War! But after you, that's the one. But after you, that's the one. But after you, that's the one. But after you. Standing with my finger, I'm shooting with my gun. I'm a psycho killer, just for fun. That's the one. But after you, that's the one. But after you, down to what? But after you, down to what? But after you, down to what? Down to what? Down to what? Down to what? Down. Just love and forget. That's the money you're dead. Down to what? And after you. Down to what? And after you. Down to what? And after you. Down to what? And after you.
Right, sorry about that, oh dear. Right, that was Dogs of War. I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, I was going to play a jingle, but I better hadn't. Right. I'm going to read some letters out in a minute. I think I sorted some out. This next one is Japan, and it's The Art of Parties.
Thank you. I'm building, I'm burning buildings, I'm burning.
I never thought that one was going to end. It was good though, wasn't it? Right, I've got a letter here that says, please read this out on Sunday the 3rd of May between 6:30 and 7. Well, it's 20 past 6, so I'm not far off. I'm just writing to you because I used to write to your son, not because I think your show is good or any silly reason like that. Please play anything by the Beatles or anything which has been made by their component parts after the aforementioned Beatles parted. Did you go to Ringo Starr's wedding last Monday? I did, actually, yes. Over the last few weeks, I will write in sending you... Over the next few weeks, I will write in... sending you various useful pieces of information. Here are some. The banana and the lemon are the two fruits with the most jello skins. I ate a lemon last week, but I did not eat a... I ate a banana last week, but I did not eat a lemon. In fact, I have not eaten a lemon for quite a long time. Mae West was over 60 when she died, well, we all know that. And please mention Mick Muckle Floss Gosselweed, who thinks that the Beatles are getting back together again with a new guitarist, as John Lennon was the lead guitarist, and calling themselves the Silver Beatles. He also fancies Eric Moran, who is Richie's sister on Happy Days, and Maggie Fillin on Swap Shop. Never watched Swap Shop, so I don't know. I don't know where you get your facts from, but I don't know if they're all right. St. the Knife, who is my best mate, or Steve the Knife, and your son Dave Evans. Well, my son isn't Dave Evans, my son is Mike Stand. Do you watch Crossroads? I do, yes, I do watch Crossroads, and I watch Coronation Street. Please blow me a kiss down the mic. And I'm not going to say what you say about the rest of, in the rest of the letter about me, but except that I haven't got a bad voice for a 93-year-old. I could not make it to the Riverside last week on Easter Monday, but I rang up from Llandudno at 6:02. And this man told me that Mike Stand had just left. Well, I'll go now, Annie. Oh, yours fingeringly, the one and only true immortal Pete Fingers. P.S. Do you still something, Mike? Do you still breastfeed Mike? No, he's old enough now to feed himself. But I did, but he's old enough now to feed himself. Tell everyone to write to me, care of Mr. Mike Walsh, 5 Ennis Road, West Derby, Liverpool. And it's been ripped off, so I don't know what number Liverpool, but it's West Derby, Liverpool. Right. Anyway, you haven't asked for anything particular, so I'll play this next one for you. New Kraftwerk single.
Thank you. my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
That was the new single from Kraftwerk. Well, I'm sorry about that. Whoever you are, who have just written... who have just read out the letter to. The Everlasting Knife, I think it was it? Oh, no? Oh, no, I'll be reading that one out shortly. Sorry. Well, whoever you were that have just read this out... Hang on, I guess I know. I've got it here, right. There's Pete Fingers, of course. I'm sorry there, Pete. You did ask for something. I said you didn't ask for anything, didn't I? And you asked for the Beatles. So after the next track, I'll play some Beatles. This is the original... It's the original Al Capone. I'd jump in it just to show how old it is. Right, this is for you, Fingers. I'm sorry about that.
Sergeant! up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Is it worrying to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
And that was for Rat Fingers. And also that was Ringo Starr for his wedding. He got married yet again the other day. Right, and this next one is Talking Heads. Well, it's supposed to be Talking Heads.
Run away. Oh, 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 oh. Aye, 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 aye.
Right, that was Talking Heads. I know I'm not supposed to say anything or have any opinions, but I think that was fantastic. Right, I got a letter here. It says, Dear Ines, I never used to write to Stan, but I'm sure you'll be ever so delighted to get one letter that isn't full of obscenities. If possible, play Poor Old Soul by Orange Juice for me, because that is what I am. Oh. As I don't know anyone who listens to MAR, just say hello to everyone who has been ignoring me. Also, so, say hello to all those celebrities. For example, Nev, G. Burgess, Radek, Phil of Cola Sanya Productions. Sorry for the gaps, but just trying to read the letter ahead. Mitzi, Ratfink, Sully the Gonk, Penny Sillin and Paul Grady. And tell them to say hello back to me, because I am so lonely and everyone ignores me. Right, do you hear that, everybody? So you've got to say hello back to him. No one ever wants to write or talk to me, but if any of these MAR celebrities would like to come and talk to me, oh, I'll be outside Probe in Liverpool at about 4:15 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Don't forget to tell everyone to come and see me, and I promise I will be there. I will be there about 4:15 because I have to get out of school first. Remember, everyone, come and talk to me outside Probe on Tuesday and Wednesday at 4:15. And that's from the Elephant Man. Right, so if anybody wants to go and see what the Elephant Man really looks like, you can see him outside Probe on Tuesday or Wednesday at 4:15. I wouldn't mind going over myself and just having a look, see what he looks like. Anyway, this is for Elephant Man, and it's Poor Old Soul by Orange Juice. Thank you. Right, that was orange juice. Right, I've got another letter here to be read out between 6 and 7, so I'm just glad I'm going to make it. Dear Anne Stand, Hat Stand, or whatever you term yourself. Don't you dare call Andy Davis Nancy Davis. Well, I never really did, I don't think. I suppose I'd better write to you now. Now your favourite son has gone flying tulips by night and frogs by day. Seeing you women are a load of prudes, I'll do my best to keep this letter free of obscenities. That Gordon Bennett was amazing last week. Better than you or your son could ever hope to be. Oh, that's a cheeky. Yeah, but he was though, wasn't he? He was good. Yeah. Would you play some Free for me, preferably Wishing Well, and dedicate it to my four mates, Cooney, Lynn, Gus, and Topsy Turvy. Try saying that in a hurry with your mouth full. Well, I won't try. I'm sorry, but I haven't got any Free at all. So I'm going to play you something else instead, and I hope that's okay. I managed to bribe Stevie, the choir boy, not to reveal my real name and address, but I don't think I can keep it up much longer. I don't think I'll be able to bribe him much longer either. I suppose I'll just have to bribe him in the end. Knife him in the end. And in the heart as well. Oh, my goodness. Please announce to Polaris, formerly Bob Dwyer, are now changing their name to Richard Head and the Four Skinheads. Right, so that's Polaris, formerly Bob Dwyer, are now changing their name to Richard Head and the Four Skinheads. Please ask Michaela Jones if she ever received my letter and tell her that I am heartbroken that she hasn't replied to me yet. Well, Michaela, did you receive his letter and why haven't you replied? If you read this letter out, no, not offensive to me. I could never be offensive to anybody. I'll see if I can get a contract on the Negus your husband ran off with when Dave was an innocent babe. Well, it's not Dave, it's Mike, isn't it? And I don't really think I want him back anyway, so I wouldn't bother if I were you. I'm hoping to have a phone in this month. I'm also producing a margarine to be brought out in September. Any contribution of poems, short stories, jokes and drawings, etc. should be sent to me at 5 Ennis Road, West Derby, Liverpool 12. Wish Michael, John Capper. It's John Dwyer. The worst of all the luck in this new venture. I'll do that then. Until the millennium, yours cuttingly, the Everlasting Knife. So the Everlasting Knife wants you to send him any poems, short stories, jokes or drawing, and the address is 5 Ennis Road, West Derby, Liverpool 12. Right, anyway, this is for you. Sorry about I haven't got any Free, but this is for you. Thank you. Right, that was Hawkwind, as you probably well know. And that was Instead of Free, I'm Sorry I Didn't Have Any Free. And this next one, I'm sorry, I just can't think of anything to say at the moment, so I'm just playing records and trying to think of something to say to you all. I hope you're all still listening. Probably by 8 o'clock tonight, maybe you'll probably listen again. Anyway, this is an old Flying Lizards.
I knew you'd go far. In my white convertible car, reclining my seat, lying back in the seat, look me up on channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated.